Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. On the page 1253. The first 10 verses I'm going to read. And he entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man by name called Zacchaeus. And he was chief tax gatherer. And he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. And he could not for the crowd, because he was little in station. And running on before, he got up into a sycamore, that he might see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when he came up to the place, Jesus looked up and saw him, and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must remain in thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him with joy. And all murmured when they saw it, saying, he hath turned into lodge with a sinful man. But Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I return him fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation is come to this house, inasmuch as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that was lost. And I'd like to say amen. I read this passage because I like very much when I look into the gospel. And I was thinking to share with you a little bit of this. And I reckon you heard many, many times preacher preaching from this gospel. But we'd like to pray to God, as we did, to help us to see maybe a little bit more. And I'm sure the Holy Spirit, it is going to reveal something to your heart this evening. You see, as people, we are looking for something. We are seeking in this life, since we are little ones, yes? The little ones, he is seeking for his mother or his father, yes? Sometimes they get lost. And I was thinking, when they get lost, they are starting to cry, seeking for the parents. Once they found the parents, they don't mind about that much about the parents. They start to play again, and they forgot that they get lost. As they grow up, they are seeking for another stuff. And I reckon most of you from here, as a children, you are seeking for something. Some sweets, some toys. Yes. Also some toys which you would like to have. And most of the time, you get that things which you are seeking for, yes? You get a very nice doll, a very nice car as a boy, but it is not that long until the parents will see the doll behind the door. It is not that important for a girl, that doll. She wants something more. Or maybe the car outside in the garden, raining on, and getting rusted, and you are thinking, why did I bought that toy for my child? Oh yes, he's grown up, he wants to have something else. Maybe a computer, maybe a laptop, and once they get that one, or maybe a phone these days, yes, they are so much enjoying what they got, but it's not long after you see that you are not satisfied with what you got. And you may want to have a better laptop, a better computer, a better mouse, a bigger screen, or things like this. Well, you are growing much big, and you are looking for a job, and you are looking for a house, very nice, beautiful house, and you are going to get that one. Because you are seeking all the time in this life. People are seeking for something, but they are not satisfied. They are not satisfied with what they got. The little child, once they found the parents, okay, that's no big problem, now I can enjoy my time, I am going to get lost again. The little girl or boy, when they got their toys, it was the first, second day. I remember when I got my cassettophone, the first time in my life, I was, wow, you know, as we say, in the ninth heaven. And I put the cassette to play one. After 2 weeks, it wasn't the same like before, like in the first day. And I think you had this experience the same. Well, this story from the Bible, it tells us about a man who was, and listen, chief tax gatherer. He was the boss of the tax collectors. I don't know how much you know about this, but because I did travel many times and I crossed many times borders between countries, I can tell you that they are living in a very posh way. They have most of everything. And he was the boss of them. He had, we can say, everything. Because, why can we say like so? Because he says, and, the Bible comes and said, and he was rich. He wasn't poor. He wasn't looking for something else. He had enough for everything. But he wasn't satisfied. I imagine Zacchaeus sitting on the chair in front of his posh house, looking on the street, how the children were running, thinking, oh, I was child once. I was like them once. Look what I have behind me. I have a wife, I have children, family, a big house. I'm the boss of tax gatherer. I'm not satisfied. But suddenly, he heard a noise. Somebody came in a town. Somebody came in a town and he heard that Lord Jesus Christ is going to, what he says here, and he, it is about he, Lord Jesus Christ, entered and passed through Jericho. Remember that Jericho, it was a town with God, which God told to Joshua to don't touch the walls. They had a big, huge hole, walls. They just walk around for 7 days, and in the 7th day, they shout through the trumpet, and the walls fall down. And now, the walls weren't there anymore. So Lord Jesus was free to go through. First thing in my life, and in my mind, it came, do you have any wall around you? You know, people are building walls against around them, and they are closing themselves inside. And they don't want to communicate with some people. Let the walls to come down. Let the walls to be broken by Lord Jesus Christ. This Zacchaeus, as he was sitting on his chair, he heard that Lord Jesus is going through. We don't know how much he knew about Lord Jesus Christ. He may know something, he may knew something. And I was thinking when I was looking in this scripture, you know, Matthew, he was just a tax collector. He was just one, the one who was working to the border. He wasn't the boss. But maybe Zacchaeus heard about Matthew, that one of his workers, or maybe from another part of Israel, Lord Jesus just called him, follow me. And he left his job. He left everything for Lord Jesus Christ and did follow Lord Jesus. And maybe he was wondering, who is this Jesus? which even Matthew, the tax collector, left everything and followed him. Who is this one? And he said, and he saw in verse 3, it says about Zacchaeus, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was. One of the questions for me it is, and for you, do you want to know who is Lord Jesus Christ? Do you really want to know who is Lord Jesus Christ? This is the importance of seeking God. You must know who is this man. You must come to see him. And look into the text. Yes? And he wanted to see who is Jesus Christ. And he says he could not for the crowd. You know what means the crowd, yes?
It's not necessary to explain to you anymore. You know much better than me.
Some people will stop you. And just imagine, just try to imagine a little bit. Why he couldn't? Because he was little in stature. He was a wee little man. Maybe he was just the size of mine, or maybe much smaller. And imagine Lord Jesus Christ going through Jericho and many people around him, surround him, because he has done so many great things. And because he has done many things, great things, many people follow him. And now Zacchaeus couldn't see him. And maybe Zacchaeus tried to jump to see, who is? Because there were many around there. He couldn't see properly. Another question in this evening for you and for me. Do you see Lord Jesus Christ? Or are you blocked? Do you have a barrier in front of you? He was struggling to see Lord Jesus. And I like to imagine Zacchaeus putting his hand on someone's whole shoulder and trying to jump to see. Well, I cannot. I will give up. I go back to my chair and I'm going to look to the crowds just passing by. No, it wasn't his attitude. He didn't want to give up. If someone will try to stop you to see Lord Jesus Christ, to meet your Savior, don't give up. Don't give up. Life, it is to fight. And he says that, and running on before. I like this word. I like the way Luke put in this story. And running on before. You know, I'm very glad because some of these things you have done this evening. You did run away from everything which could stop you tonight to meet Lord Jesus Christ. And you run before, and I see you many times when I'm coming with Eunice or with Adrian, coming to the minibus, running on before. That's a very great thing. And I'm very glad for you. Zacchaeus did the same. A wee little man. But he didn't stop it. He ran before Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? I wanted to print it out. The sycamore tree. It is a very big, huge one, which gives shelter in the summertime. Over there in Israel, it is very hot weather. And it has lots of leaves you can hide in. And he just ran, he didn't mind about people thinking, the boss of the tax gatherer, oh, look at him, he is the boss, and everyone could mock him. Just think about someone, maybe someone from Basildon, high position, climbing in a tree. Even the children will start to laugh of him, yes? But Lord Jesus, and when he came up to the place, listen, when he came, it is about Lord Jesus Christ, when he came up to the place, Jesus looked up and saw him. Jesus knows where you are. He knows everything about you. He knew that
Zacchaeus is going to climb up. But even Zacchaeus, he knew that Lord Jesus is going to pass and to go through that way.
Sometimes you may go too much high. And Lord Jesus will tell you. I imagine again Lord Jesus looking up to Zacchaeus. What are you going to do there, Zacchaeus?
I know you want to see me. Come down. And being taken by surprise, because he didn't expect Lord Jesus to stop and all the crowd to look at him, he was looking down to Lord Jesus. Wow! I just wanted to see Jesus, and now he is speaking to me. Do you hear his voice? Do you hear when Lord Jesus is speaking to your heart? Come down. Daniel, Adrian, Joshua. What is your name? Angus. Come down. Lord Jesus wants to speak with you. And look what Lord Jesus said. Make haste. Don't come slowly. No. You shouldn't come to Lord Jesus in a slow motion. No. You shall come to Lord Jesus in a haste. And look to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, he made haste. You know what he's telling me? The scripture here. He did listen to Lord Jesus Christ. He obeyed him. Because Lord Jesus said, make haste and come down. And he made haste. Yes? If you look in the scripture. And he made haste in verse 6. And he made haste and came down. And look what he says more. And receive him. Maybe you came to Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you made haste.
The bigger question in your life, it is, did you receive him? Did you receive him? You came here in this meeting hall.
You made haste to go to the minibus or with your own car. But did you receive him in your life? And I like very much what Lord Jesus said in verse 5. Jesus looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. Why? For today I must remain in thy house. For today I must. No, he didn't say, I may remain in your house. I would like to remain in your house. No, I must. He must remain in your house. And he didn't say, I must stay in your house. And I think you'll make the difference when I tell you now. He didn't say, I must stay in your house. I must visit your house. He said, I must remain. I think you got it. He wants to remain in your house. All your life. Want to remain in your house. And I think Zacchaeus heard that. Wow, he don't just want to visit me. He don't just want to come to stay for a supper. He want to remain in my house. What a wonderful thing. And he made haste and received him with joy. I would like you to open your heart and receive Lord Jesus Christ, not because of the fear of hell and not because of the glory from hell, but because he wants to remain in your hearts for the fellowship that he wants to have with you. I would like you to pay attention a little bit more that all the crowd which were around Lord Jesus Christ start to murmur and to say, when they saw, yes, and saying, he says in verse 7, he has turned into lodge with a sinful man. It doesn't matter how sinful you are. It doesn't matter how many sins you have done in your life. It doesn't matter how worse it was your life so far. He wants to remain in your house. Obviously, people will say about this, well, God doesn't help you. God doesn't forgive you now. You have done too much in your life. Don't listen to the people. Do what Zacchaeus has done. Do what Zacchaeus has done. He received him with joy. Even they murmured and they said, and I like he has turned. You know what means this? Lord Jesus, he take his time to come back in the town. Because he ran before Jesus Christ. Yes. He went up into the sycamore tree. It may be on the way out of the town, but Lord Jesus said, come down, make haste. And he turned back into the town. He's coming back in your life. Maybe you receive once him. But he wants to come again in your life. Open your heart to Lord Jesus Christ. A few things Zacchaeus has done. Zacchaeus wanted to see Lord Jesus Christ. It was his desire to know Lord Jesus Christ. And you know why? Because he heard about Lord Jesus Christ, and because all his wealth didn't satisfy his heart. And we have a song to the Friday Club, nothing in this world can satisfy. Jesus, you are the cup that won't run dry. Nothing in this world can satisfy. And maybe you taste this bitter cup. You maybe wanted to say, well, if I would have this, I may be satisfied. And once you got that one, as I said before, you saw that it wasn't good enough for your life. Lord Jesus, just a little bit, and then we'll finish. But, the expression but, I like very much. Look, it is a doctor, and he wrote in a special way for Gentiles. And he wrote in such a way that you and I will understand in these days. And he says here, even people around him mocked him and said he turned into lodge with a sinful man and so on. Maybe Zacchaeus, maybe sure he heard that he is a sinful man. He heard all the rumors, yes. And maybe he didn't feel so well. You may not feel so well. But, and every time when it is into the scripture or in your life, when you say but, it is the opposite of the things that were so far. But Zacchaeus, listen, stood and said, he didn't went away, he didn't hide, he didn't run again, he stood in front of Lord Jesus Christ and he said, Lord, wow. It is this text, this scripture, it is so rich, so loaded. Mm-hmm. We don't have enough time, that enemy, time, go against me. He said, Lord, he recognized Lord Jesus Christ as a Lord. Do you give the first place to Lord Jesus in your life? Will you call him Lord? He is the Lord. He is going to be the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. And he said, Lord, behold, the half of my goods I give to the poor. Wait, what do you want to say, Zacchaeus? Just the half of the goods? And what are you going to do with the other half? Ah, you want to keep something for yourself, yes? No, he didn't mean that. He didn't want to say that. But because he was the chief, obviously he learned. He was a very wise man. And he said, half of my goods, Lord, I'm going to give to the poor. And listen, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I return him fourfold. This means four times back. And the other half, I want to keep in such a way to be wise, to give back to the people which I took by false accusation. And with what are you remaining, Zacchaeus?
With my Lord. I will stay with Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said he will remain with me. Zacchaeus, I want to remain in your house today, not tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Today, Lord Jesus Christ, he calls you. Today he wants to stay in your house, in your life. Will you let him to come? When Lord Jesus Christ saw all these things, he didn't say, no, don't do that, it's not necessary. No, 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 no. This is the act of repenting. This is the act of repenting. And he said, and Jesus said, in verse 9, and Jesus said to him, and I want you to pay attention again, he didn't speak so much with the other people, with the one who mocked him, with the one who murmured, with the one who was against even to Lord Jesus Christ. He said to him, to Zacchaeus, today salvation is come. And I like the way again Luke said, today salvation is come. Not it will come, not it may come. Today salvation is come. Salvation is sure in this, it is today. It is for you and for me. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound to save the rich like me. Amazing grace. I once was lost, but now I'm saved. I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace. If you feel lost in the world, Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth with a specific purpose to save. He said here, I'm going to go to finish, but I cannot finish until I will read this a little bit again. For the Son of Man has come, yes, to seek. He is seeking you. He is looking after you. He wants to meet you. He is seeking you. That's why he came. And not just to see you and to tell you how bad you are or how sinful you are. He will never mention these things to you. He wants to save you. That is his main purpose. And I reckon you know what he has done to save you. He stretched his hands on the cross. That tree, the sycamore tree, it wasn't for Zacchaeus. No, it was for Lord Jesus Christ to stay on the tree. That's why Lord Jesus said, come down, that's my place, Zacchaeus. It is not your place to go on the tree. It is my place to pay for your sins. He took your place. He took Zacchaeus' place. Come down. It is my place to die on the cross. To die on that shame cross. Zacchaeus understood everything. And salvation came in his life. If you like to give your life to Lord Jesus Christ, now it's a time to give your life. Will you receive him? Will you accept him? Are you going to wander more in this world? If you think that you are lost, he came special for you. And he is seeking you. May the Lord help you to come to Lord Jesus Christ and receive him for his name's sake. Amen. Amen.